Very pleased to have with us now Browns receivers coach Mike Wilson. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here again.
Yeah, and we're glad to have you back again, and look for many more appearances down the line. But, Coach, I want to start with this. We often talk about players in these sort of the dog days of the season, if you will, where we're nearing the end of the year and there isn't a playoff prize to be had. So you talk about the pride that they're playing for. They talk about playing for the name on the back. This applies to coaches as well. You guys always put in, you know, the long hours, and I see you in this building, you and the other assistants, and, of course, Coach Shermer, working at this and grinding at this every day. It doesn't change no matter what the stakes are or not.
I think, you're driven, and the determination by the coaching staff to make this team successful and want to win is always the ultimate goal. And I see us grinding our way through it. Obviously, first year, this is a tough division. I will say that after going through it this year. Have some, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, all the teams in Arizona, the last few teams we played are very good teams. And, as I look at this team, from the first week till now, for me, I see improvements. I see guys getting better. I see guys trying to improve their game. And, you just got to grind it through, and we're trying our darndest to get a victory here. So by no means are we accepting the fact that, we're rebuilding and trying to, get ourselves back to the top. We want to do that, and every week we go out with the intention to win, and we want that victory as much as the team we're playing against.
And if you could get into more detail on that, I know obviously the head coach sets the tone for each week's approach, with every team it comes from him. But individually, you have a position group, in your case receivers. How do you go about keeping them sort of focused with each meeting and each day of practice in the course of these remaining weeks?
I think, as a pro athlete, I'm a retired athlete, played 10 years on 4 championship teams. So, I think you have to have a professionalism as a player that you establish that sometimes even when times are rough, you have to work even harder, dig even deeper in your preparation, in your practice, in planning the game, because obviously, at the end, we're all being evaluated, including me as a receiver coach. So, you have to know what goes into this. And obviously, I think every athlete in this building and, every kid in the National Football League, we all aspire to win. And that's still the ultimate goal. And that's never lost, even when you're not having to win a season. So I encourage the guys, hey, man, that video that you put out there every week, this is my words to a quote, is your resume, as an athlete. And scouts here, coaches here, teams around the league look at it, and that's really what speaks for you. You can be the most articulate, well-spoken, nice guy, but ultimately it's about your performance on the field. And so the goal is to try to be the best you can be. And, hopefully those guys are trying to strive for that.
Do you feel that sense of engagement in the room and in the practice field? Outside of the game where it's obvious to everybody, yeah. But the things that you can only really see that the public doesn't see.
Well, I have Josh Cribbs is probably the veteran. He's the second oldest guy on the team in his seventh or eighth year with us. I should know that. I think it's his eighth year, correct, Coach? That's a veteran who's been there, done it. The rest of my room is young guys. You got Greg Little, you got Mohamed Massaquah, you got, Jordan Norwood. And so with those young players, you really have to teach them and establish with them this is how you, prepare yourself for a career in the National Football League.
Seventh year for Cribbs, just to be.
Seventh year, yeah.
But still, I see what you're saying. And it's not, so you're not walking in there. And, of course, at the receiver position, it's not often that when you get double-digit veterans, that's an old guy for a receiver. Yeah. But your point is, you don't have a lot of that veteran presence to work with.
No, and so, you have to learn to encourage them. My biggest, is to communicate with the quarterback, stay after practice. We run routes with the quarterbacks. Have dialogue during practice with the quarterback based on what coverage, what front, So in a lot of ways, it's just indoctrinating them in how to be a pro, and learning to work together. And I really believe, I've always told athletes, and when I played, it's better to know your stuff and just be able to react and be instinctive as opposed to think. If you're thinking out there because you're not quite sure, from not the right preparation, you'll be a step slow. And so, just continue to push that. And we got, I think we, with the shortened training camp, no OTAs, no mini camps, you know, we really jumped in here both feet and started playing with teams in our division that had head coaches there for, established for quite a few years. So, hey, we'll lace them up and you know, button up the chin strap this week and go out and do the best we can to get a victory against Pittsburgh.
Browns receivers coach Mike Wilson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So let's look at this group, and we look at Greg Little, who clearly continues to make some progress. The game that they had against Baltimore, 4 catches, 40 yards, it wasn't maybe as spectacular, if that's the right word, impressive as he played against Arizona, where he was a big difference maker in that game, but still looking to looks more positive in terms of the way
he's
played.
His maturation, his maturity is getting better. You know, I think he had a little lull there where he dropped some balls in Cincinnati a couple of weeks back. And that, you know, in a young player's mind, they're in their second season as a pro athlete. You play college football, you know, the season's anywhere from 10 to 12 games. And usually rookies come in, they hit the wall. I mean, I had Larry Fitzgerald when he came in. I know, you know, I played alongside Jerry Rice when he came in the league as a rookie. And it just naturally happens. But you have to regroup, refocus, and realize that, hey, every down, you got to step up and play your best game. And hopefully he's back on track. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a great game against Arizona and had a good game this past week. And just want him to continue to develop, still get a better understanding and feeling for the offense. And most importantly, finish and play hard. You know, that's the key at this point in the season. Guys are fatigued. Everybody's got some nagging injury. But you got to learn how to play through it and keep pushing. And ultimately, you know, good things will happen for you.
Speaking of pushing through, that seems to be the story of Mohamed Massaquah's season, that dealt with the concussion, you know, a guy who and was coming back, you know, from entering the season or training camp with an injury. So it really was always about maybe rallying from something for him. What would you say his status is as we near the end?
It's been probably a rough year for him in the respect that, you know, he got over the foot injury, going in, did not take a snap in training camp, was prepared and ready to play the first game of the season. And so, I mean, that in itself is not the norm, to get your body ready, your mind ready for the game. And then he had a concussion, and then you know, missed a couple games behind that, and now he's had some feet problems that have reoccurred since then, and so he's really, you know, hasn't been able to hit full stride, and to really be the player that he wants to be. I mean, I talked to him the other day, and so, you know, he's a little frustrated, but I will say, you know, he's out, he's out there, and he's trying to do the best he can, and I respect that and support that.
Do you? When those limitations are there, and again, it's Coach Shurmur's game plan and play calling that are going to have the final say on it. But I'm sure on your advice and input, how do you manage a guy who's dealing with the feet thing now?
You know, for him, it was you know, fortunately we had, you know, Josh and Jordan Norwood stepped up, and so now you have guys that have to, you know, replace some play time that Mohamed would have had. Greg has played probably 90-95% of the games offensively. And so really, with us being in a 3 and 4 receiver set, we've tried to spread the wealth to those guys. You know, you throw every ball to one guy and they double team you. And so it's been, you know, good for us in the fact that Jordan Norwood has kind of stepped up and, you know, this is his breakout year. Cribbs has probably had, you know, more catches he's had in his career in one season. So he's made plays. So it makes it, you know, it gives you balance, and it keeps the defense a little bit at bay, so they just can't try to shut down one guy.
And another guy, of course, you mentioned Norwood. He too gets a concussion, so that it takes away from, obviously makes things more difficult to get people on the field. But now you turn to your depth. Carlton Mitchell goes out there. You give him some playing time. Obviously, Josh Cribbs has been part of this. But talk about how you have to manage
these other injuries. I mean, you know. It was unfortunate for Jordan to get injured. I mean, and he's a hardworking. I mean, he is a model, you know, player that when you come to coaching in the meeting room, studying, knows his stuff, can play all the positions. I mean, that was his role, and he eventually worked his way up, and we created plays and featured him on some plays, and unfortunately, you know, he went in and tried to take on a safety, and that was his responsibility on the block, and you know, sustained a concussion, and you know, and so now we're at that phase. So of course. You have to see who's there, and Carlton Mitchell has been up most of the season. He's been playing special teams.
Right.
Got his chance to come in, and, you know, he made 2 catches and played well, played hard. And, you know, going into the next week, we were, you know, I'm glad he's got that game under his belt. And I think he'll come out and play even better this next week against Pittsburgh.
Now let's talk about the Steelers. That defense, obviously, guys like Ike Taylor who are back there, who they usually, I think, assign to the to the opponent's best receiver week after week. But the matchups overall with that secondary, Troy Polamalu back there, what is the challenge like for this receiver?
Well, you know, when you play Pittsburgh, you know, the challenge is up front. You know, they have multiple fronts. They blitz you. They fire zone you. So you really have to, you know, be able to protect. And on the outside perimeter, you know, it's just up to us to beat man coverage. I mean, they're a zone team, fire zones as opposed to a lot of – and they play cover one. They play some man coverage. So it's just a matter of us and the quarterback being on the same page, executing our passing game. And, you know, it's been – you know, Seneca stepped in and has done a great job considering, you know, he had not played in so many weeks. And I think we'll be even better every week as if he's the guy this week. You know, it's just one more week of us working with him. And, you know, we look forward to coach return. But, you know, all those are medical issues that, you know, like I said, I'd love for Jordan to be out there, and hopefully he might be back next week, but you never know. You know, we realize that Pittsburgh is, you know, number one defense in the NFL. And so definitely there are challenges in front of them, but we'll go out and compete with them. And when opportunities come for us to make plays as playmakers down the field, we're going to do it.
You mentioned Seneca, of course, taking over the past 2 weeks. And we'll see who ends up at quarterback this week and if Colt does come back. But either way, is there an adjustment that you have to be mindful of with your receivers catching the rock from a different quarterback?
You know, it's always, you know, the ball's velocity is a little bit different between two guys. But I think in all, we're good. I mean, Colt or Seneca, we have a good familiarity with their style of throwing, and they're familiar with – we've run the routes all season. So there wasn't a major, you know, upheaval in us having to make a major adjustment. I think we're fine. You know, we just have to concentrate on defeating our man one-on-one and getting open and then, of course, catching the ball.
Perfect. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and good luck Sunday.
My pleasure, and Happy New Year's by the time this game comes.
That's right, and same to you. Mike Wilson, Browns receivers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.